I met him in a Greenwich village coffee nook.
Greenwich?
He was selling folk songs and little dirty books. The place was full of happy, hopped up hippies at the time. All morning long he hadn't made a dime.
He was a Greenwich village folk song salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in.
He was a
Greenwich village folk song salesman. He'd jump up and sing one now and then.
I got songs about Detroit and Vietnam, and a new one about the Economic Opportunity Program.
What's that?
I don't know. I didn't write this.
He had a little banjo with an alligator strap. He'd sing a song at the drop of your hat. He had one song there that Johnson should have heard, to the tune of the Great Speckled Bird.
He was a Greenwich village folk song salesman. His beard was a dark shade of green.
He was a Greenwich village folk song salesman,
and now and then he'd jump up and he'd scream.
I got songs about Detroit and Vietnam, and a new one about the Economic Opportunity Program.
I can't even pronounce that.
Well, I told him that I had to soon be on my way, way back to Music City, U.S. of A. He said, if you see Lee and Nancy, my friend, tell them I've got 15 songs for them.
He was a Greenwich